This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting regarding the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaties in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, the Jal Shakti Minister said that the historic decision taken by the government on the Indus Waters Treaty is completely just and in national interest. He stated that government will ensure that not a single drop of water from Indus River reaches Pakistan.
अभी उनके साथ कोई भी संधि आज तक हुई होगी और सभी संधि को रद्द कर देना चाहिए ऐसा मुझे लगता है सरकार ने जो अभी जल संधि को रद्द कर दी है एक अच्छा डिसीजन लिया है
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह यस्टरडे स्पोक टू ऑल चीफ मिनिस्टर्स आस्किंग देम टू आइडेंटिफाई ऑल पाकिस्तान नेशनल्स इन देयर स्टेट्स आफ्टर इंडिया रिवोक्ड वीजाज इशू टू पाकिस्तानी नेशनल्स इन वेक ऑफ पहलगाम टेरर अटैक मिस्टर शाह आस्क्ड द चीफ मिनिस्टर्स टू टेक स्टेप्स टू एंश्योर देयर प्रॉम्प्ट रिटर्न टू पाकिस्तान Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting with chief secretaries of all the states and union territories through video conferencing over the issue and urged them to ensure strict compliance of the order related to suspension of visa service to Pakistani nationals. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from tomorrow. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till 29th of this month and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. External Affairs Ministry briefed ambassadors of US, Israel and Spain in Delhi on Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Ambassador of Israel to India, Reuven Azar, said this is a watershed moment and Israel stands with India. He said that they discussed terrorism as well as bilateral cooperation.
Extended our condolences for the terrible attack that happened here. This is a watershed moment. We stand with India. It's a very important moment. And of course, we discussed things of mutual concern that have to do both with the fight against terrorism and also, you know, how to enhance our cooperation. We have a great cooperation. We are great partners. We are looking forward for more cooperation both bilaterally, regionally and globally.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion, in line with the Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation. The 15th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. It will provide meaningful opportunities to the youth for their empowerment and effectively contribute to national development. Pope Francis, the head of the Worldwide Catholic Church, will be laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome today. The funeral mass will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Tens of thousands of mourners, including heads of state and representatives from across the world, are expected to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the funeral mass of late pontiff at St. Peter's Square in Vatican City and offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. President Murmu, who reached Rome in Italy yesterday, paid homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter in Vatican City. India is observing state mourning today as a mark of respect on the funeral of Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See. In a statement, Home Ministry said that the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag has flown regularly. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal will participate in Power Ministers' Conference for Northeastern Region at Gangtok in Sikkim today. All Power Ministers and senior officials of the Northeastern states will attend the event. Multiple aspects of the power sector of the region will be discussed in the conference. Later in the day, the Union Minister will review ongoing and proposed development initiatives in the urban and power sector in Sikkim in presence of Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang. India's BRICS Sherpa Secretary E.R. Damuravi participated in the BRICS Sherpa's meeting being held in Rio de Janeiro yesterday. The meeting featured constructive discussions on multilateralism, sustainable development and enhancing intra-BRICS cooperations. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated host Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 155 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad overhauled the score for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.